And greetings. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Weinihau. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Guten Tag. Bonjour. Afade. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now. Well, so let's see now. Meat is good for you. It doesn't hurt animals or the environment. Animal experimentation is valid science, and elephants actually enjoy performing in the circus and do choose to wear a headdress and balance on balls in the wild as their natural behavior. I'm just going over the latest talking points from the Republican National Party here, and from the entertainment capital of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison Industrial Complex of the Corporation of the United States of Listeria. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and no, I will not resign from my position where... No, I will not resign.
Oh, new one. I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
Even though I reveal on a weekly basis that George W. Bush must be a secret double agent for the axes of evil. Maybe McDevils and Murder King and Wendy's and Kills Jr. and KFC, codename Killing for Cash, Bioterror Division, Outbreak Steakhouse. So now that his right-hand man, Carl Benedict Arnold Rove, has been outed as a traitor and an enemy of the United States, committing high crimes, is it possible that his puppet, his boss, is one too? I mean, you know, no offense to members of the Republican National Party, and maybe it's no big deal that George W. has basically destroyed the country and brought it to financial ruin and stolen every dime and manufactured an unpopular and illegal war that has destroyed our image worldwide, has shredded the Constitution, which he is supposed to uphold, and replaced it with the Patriot Act. See the phone there, Leo? Leo, are you there? Oh, okay. Wait, I better check. If that's Chris, the phone's ringing. Maybe it's Chris calling in, so I wanted to catch him there. You know, the Patriot Act has been rebuked by communities nationwide, and, you know, right now the Republican National Party, led by John Nonsensenbrenner, wants to make the Patriot Act and the provisions that were due to expire permanent. Carl Rove knows what you're reading. Anyway, the ACLU is advising that you contact your senator and member of the House of Misrepresentatives in Congress and urge them to oppose the Patriot Act. Better do it tomorrow. Better do it really soon now. And for further information, you can go to aclu.org. Bush has to be a secret double agent. I mean, how else could you explain the double talk, just the way he conducts, overt, covert operations, the way he conducts everything in this governmentment. Either he hides everything or hides all meaning. Like overt, no child left behind. Covert, no child left with a behind. Overt, clear skies. Covert, clear skies. They're up there above all that beautiful pollution. Overt, healthy trees in the forest. Covert, healthy treason. Healthy treason. Healthy treason. As long as treason is healthy... What would a Scott McClellan have to say? Healthy trees in the forest, huh? Healthy treason. Healthy treason. the new motto of the Republican National Party. What's a Scott McClellan to say? The only plausible deniability that'll be left for W is going to be, He is evidence of the human form of mad cow disease, and in fact, the White House, Congress, the Pentagon, the Supreme Corporation are showing signs of a human mad cow cluster at this point. And, the mad human meatheads now have, now shock and awe going on. They have their own fight going on. I don't know if you saw this. This was in the Times. Mad cow proposals lead to a fight. Ranchers and grocers are facing off with consumer and health groups over legislation that seeks to bolster public safety measures. It says, in the wake of confirmation that a U.S.-reared animal had mad cow disease, California cattle ranchers and grocers are battling consumer health and labor groups over legislation aimed at allaying fears about tainted meat. One lawmaker wants to require that beef carry labels showing its country of origin and to force health authorities to make detailed public announcements about recalls of all contaminated meat and poultry. Another wants to permit ranchers to voluntarily test their cattle for bovine spongiform encephalopathy, so-called mad cow disease. Federal regulations bar testing, labeling, and detailed disclosure about recalls. It's don't look, don't find. Foes of the state effort say that federal law takes precedence and that courts would strike down any state statutes. But consumer groups saying the federal government is soft on meat producers hope California can force the issue by approving state laws that might pressure the federal government to actually act to protect the public, which would be quite unusual, huh? And it also looks like more backfiring on Bush. This related to the Endangered Species Act, and looks like there's a kind of a lot going on with that. It says a controversial attack on Endangered Species Act may backfire, and this was in the News Standard. And Christopher Getson wrote draft legislation that would effectively hobble the Endangered Species Act may have the inadvertent effect of mobilizing conservationist forces, including some Republicans, to stand fast behind the Endangered Species Act. A new bill being drawn up by Republicans on a key House committee may severely curtail the government's power to enforce the Endangered Species Act, ESA, and eventually do away with the landmark law. A recently leaked draft of the planned legislation suggests Republicans wish to replace the 32-year-old act by narrowing the kinds of data used to define threatened or endangered species, tweaking the law's definition of conservation so that full recovery of at-risk species from possible extinction is no longer its goal, and eventually sunset all provisions of the Endangered Species Act by no later than 2015. The draft was made public by Endangered Species and Wetlands Report. By environmentalist accounts, the ESA's neglected list of species is missing hundreds of plants, animals, and habitats in need of protection. Titled the Threatened and Endangered Species Recovery Act of 2005, the draft bill's controversial changes to the widely held environmental legislation also include exempting government actions that could further harm endangered species from independent agency review and omitting from the category of potentially harmful invasive species those that are reared or cultivated for food or fiber or other human use. Republican members of the House Resources Committee, which has legislative and funding oversight of the Endangered Species Act, are behind the new legislation. Insiders all agree that committee chairman and longtime critic of the ESA, Richard Pombo, Repub Oil Can of California, is the draft bill's driving force. Enacted in 1973, the Endangered Species Act requires that the federal government protect all species in danger of extinction throughout all or a significant portion of their ranges, as well as threatened species or those likely to become endangered in the foreseeable future, throughout all or a significant portion of their ranges. And there are currently 1,246 species of fish, plants, and wildlife on the endangered species list, while just 25 species placed on the list in the history of the ESA have managed to make it off as recovered. Only 9 listed species have gone extinct, and many scientists and environmental groups consider this ratio a successful one. Also, the people who support the Endangered Species Act have noted that it takes some time for species to recover, and the attack by the Repub oil cans is based on a certain impatience, like it should have happened already, so why do we even have this act? Well, I don't know. Are Repub oil cans endangered yet? That would be good news. Well, enough about the low lives in our lives here. I want to go on in just a little bit here after the break to more heroic figures like Chris DeRose of Last Chance for Animals, who's a guest on today's program, a true hero, as is Michael Budke of Stop Animal Exploitation Now, another on my list of heroes. I just had such a great time at the Animal Rights Conference, AR 2005, at LAX last weekend. And just such a special place when you're surrounded by so many special people like these. Also on today's show, Pat Heath of the Sierra Club's Angeles chapter will be telling us about a new campaign, The True Cost of Food, and an event you can attend next Sunday with Ed Begley Jr. in Orange County. And just want to ask quickly before the break here, just want to make sure you've have you made your donation to Go Vegan Radio yet? Have you made your tax-deductible donation? GoVeganRadio.com is a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. And, perhaps the money that you have allocated for donation to PBS, now the Propaganda Broadcasting Service, I think that's what PBS stands for, run by Repub Oil Can operative Ken Tomlinson. Oh, and there was all this public outrage, about a week ago, when Con Gress threatened to withhold funding of PBS. Then it was approved, and then it was also announced that a co-chair of the Repub Lie Can National Party would be named PBS president. You can go ahead and continue to contribute to PBS or send it here where it's really needed to purchase radio airtime so that there may be at least one voice for the animals in mainstream media. If you want to keep on giving to PBS, that's okay. Go ahead, support its new lineup of shows. Now the Muppets are Rove's Puppets. That's the show that's been renamed, and it's with Miss Bushy and Big. Give the people the bird. That's Big. Give the people the bird. The new character there. Go ahead, donate to PBS. Go ahead, enjoy Bill O'Reilly's NewsHour, Mr. Hannity's Neighborhood, Sesame Strip Mall. And by the way, Barney has been renamed Bomby, B-O-M-B-Y, kind of a, they're just going through their changes there at PBS. So, what can I tell you? Hey, kids, what's for breakfast? Depleted uranium flakes. Okay, Miss Bushy. Big, give the people the bird. Go ahead, donate to PBS if you want to. Go ahead, see the new program, Now with Sean Hannity. Or make your tax-deductible donation to Go Vegan and send it to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego 92164. That's Go Vegan, P.O. Box 40246, San Diego 92164. All the information on making a donation is at GoVeganRadio.com, where the shows are archived, and we're also podcasting. Yes, we are that modern right now. We're podcasting. Tell your friends, and all that information, too, is at GoVeganRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Going vegan just got easier. Presenting Follow Your Heart Chicken Free Chicken. Now at natural food stores everywhere. All the taste, none of the bird. Vegan, low fat, low sodium, cholesterol free chicken from Follow Your Heart. 11 grams of protein per 2.5 ounce serving. Ready to serve, delicious hot or cold, like on a sandwich with new organic veggies. You are what you eat. Don't be chicken. Try Chicken Free Chicken. Get some at Follow Your Heart on Sherman Way, a block and a half east of Topanga, Canoga Park, and natural food stores everywhere.
Yes, indeed, and I want to invite you to try and experience a very new restaurant in Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood! It now has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant called Truly, T-R-U-L-Y, conveniently located on Hollywood Boulevard, right there at the Hollywood Boulevard exit off the 101, Truly at 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson. Oh, thanks to Truly for some of the dinner certificates that we gave away at AR 2005. Now, I personally want to eat at a restaurant where on the menu it says, we want to make a positive and healthful contribution to society by using products that are animal-free. We are making a statement to ourselves and others that we are conscientious eaters acting toward the greater good of all beings. So I definitely want you to check out Truly. You know, whether you're a Hollywood celebrity or you just want to eat like one, Truly, if you work at a Hollywood studio or a business nearby, call for delivery, 323-466-7958. 323-466-7958. You can also call for catering. Have your next event catered by Truly, and you're going to love the food. I mean, it's just a wide variety. Head on over for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Soups, salads, wraps, curries, smoothies, desserts, noodle dishes. All there for you at Truly.
M-E-A-T-S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat stinks.
That it does. You got to give it up and go for the good health that you get from giving up meat, going vegan. And may I suggest that if you've really messed yourself up by eating, you know, that corporate diet of death all these years, I suggest that you start drinking Himalayan goji juice. Now, here, this is Dr. Earl Mindell, who wrote the Vitamin Bible, one of the world's most respected nutritionists, who says that Himalayan goji juice is his most important health discovery of his last 40 years. And goji has been around for centuries in Asia. In Asia, G-O-G-I means happy, and it fights depression, but it also fights heart disease and cancer and normalizes your blood sugar, and it's good for digestion and sleep. And well, I recommend you go to the website govegan.freelife.com to find out all about Himalayan goji juice. And today, by the way, until 3 p.m., you can stop by the Adventist Bookstore, the ABC store in Glendale, 1501 Chevy Chase Drive, between Glen Oaks and Sinclair, and say hi to Judith Miranda. She has a goji gathering there, a display, and can answer all your questions. And you can order your goji juice right from here, right from her, right there today.
Going to give it to people. Animal
burgers. I invite you to visit the website, PETA's website, PETA.org, for all the latest on what's going on with that group, including employment opportunities. Inspired by the words of Dick Gregory, who said, animals and humans suffer and die alike. The same spilling of blood, the same stench of death, the same arrogant, cruel, and brutal taking of life. We don't have to be a part of it. PETA has unveiled the Animal Liberation Project, a provocative exhibit consisting of 12 panels, each measuring 6 feet by 10 feet, which juxtaposes images of once accepted acts of cruelty to humans with images of present-day cruelty to animals. The project promotes animal liberation as the next great movement for social justice and is currently on a 10-week, 42-city national tour that began in Montgomery, Alabama, the cradle of the American Civil Rights Movement. It began on July 13th. And PETA wants to let you know about the campaign and wants your feedback on the campaign. And you can see the exhibit at PETA.org/animal liberation and then respond. Let PETA know what you think about this new exhibit they have. That's PETA.org/animal liberation.
Francis, go make your farm blend in.
And from the mouths of babes comes the truth. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, the planet's first and only program on the commercial airwaves. And, well, gosh, the Animal Rights Conference was phenomenal this past weekend. And thanks to all who attended, we had a great time. And, oh, did we have a great demonstration on Monday at UCLA. Thanks to Michael Budke of Stop Animal Exploitation Now and Last Chance for Animals, Chris DeRose out there, and have both of them on the line with me here today to talk about the latest developments, including the experimentation that goes on at UCLA and the University of California. First, Michael Budke, how are you? How's it going?
Oh, very good. Kind of been going all over the state. We've been working with local activists to go after things just like what you were talking about at UCLA.
Yeah, so what a turnout we had on Monday at UCLA, huh? We had about 80, 90 people maybe out there?
Yeah, it's one of the, certainly one of the biggest demonstrations I've been to in years, and it was very good to see both the people that had attended the conference coming over as well as the local activists turning out, and it really was a, I have to say it was a pleasure working with Chris DeRose and LCA. They were a tremendous help with getting the protests arranged and getting activists out and providing signs and really
yeah.
Just did everything we could have possibly asked of them.
And a lot of media coverage, so, you know, we always like the cameras out there so they show the people, you know, what's really going on. Now, there have been some new revelations about particularly cruel experiments going on at UCLA recently. Is that correct? Or?
Yes, the records we'd obtained from UCLA through the State Public Records Act indicated that just like several other locations, the University of California, UCLA is doing what we're referring to as brain mapping experiments, which confine primates to restraints, literally bolt devices in their skulls, including restraining bars, which prevent their heads from even moving. They deprive primates of water for as much as 22 hours a day. All of these devices and procedures tend to lead to things like severe bacterial infections in the animals, so that basically what's happening, the animals are suffering terribly. Hundreds of thousands of dollars of federal tax grants are being wasted on research projects that have absolutely no scientific merit.
Well, and UCLA spends, to torture animals on an annual basis, UCLA spends close to $200 million. That's a fifth of $1 billion going to torture animals in worthless experiments. I mean, what are they proving? You yourself were in the past were a vivisectionist, were you not, Michael?
Well, I was educated inside a laboratory, and I was trained in how to do many of the procedures, especially things like stomach tubing rats and mice, and working with rabbits and the kind of restraining devices that are typically used in product testing practices.
And so you've concluded that there's no scientific validity.
Surely. I mean, if animals and humans were the same, we wouldn't have both veterinarians and medical doctors. Obviously, there are very substantial differences between animals and human beings, and those differences are further accentuated when you take what are normally wild animals like primates and confine them into very small spaces, which are the steel cages they're kept in inside laboratories. I mean, these things very often essentially to insanity in the primates. They begin to engage in self-injurious behavior, and that's literally a few hours ago we did a news conference at the University of California, San Francisco, and that's one of the main findings from the internal records we obtained from that branch of the University of California was that many of the primates there had literally begun attempting to destroy themselves.
Right. And don't the conditions of stress on the animals invalidate whatever science there might be?
Well, clearly. I mean, we found with human beings that severe stress affects everything from the normal physiology to the functioning of the immune system. So these rhesus monkeys and squirrel monkeys and other animals that are confined to these laboratories are so severely stressed that the information you get from them wouldn't even be representative of members of their own species, let alone giving you anything that would be generalizable to human beings.
Right. Well, you know, when as we explore animal experimentation on this show, we have learned that you can't extrapolate information from one species to another, from, you know, one species to humans. In fact, you can't even extrapolate human to humans, you know, brother to sister, or twin to twin even, you know. It's some people will die from Vioxx and some won't, you know. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Clearly, I mean, you just mentioned Vioxx, and that was a drug that was thoroughly tested on animals, but obviously very serious problems when it was put into use with human beings, such that it was eventually taken off the market.
Right. There's a drug successfully tested on animals that resulted in, I believe it was about 60,000 fatalities and 120 or 150,000 heart attacks. And there's your successful animal testing. I believe, yes, we have Chris DeRose on the line also. And Chris was out there Monday, and Chris is the founder of Last Chance for Animals, and gosh, is, you know, one of the heroes of the animal rights movement. We were just talking about the animal rights movement being the movement of our time, and right there at the forefront in the history books, must go. You have to have Chris DeRose there. I mean, he's one of my heroes. And to be at UCLA this past week, and Chris DeRose is there after years back. Chris, you pretty much kicked down the door of UCLA to reveal what was going on there some years back.
Yeah, we pretty much literally did that. How you doing, Bob? Hi, Michael.
Terrific, Chris. It's great to have you here again today.
Thank you. Yeah, I know, we literally kicked it down in 1988 just basically to show the world what was actually going on inside these facilities. We knew basically what UCLA would be up to by showing their fluffy cats and rabbits, and it's exactly what they did, showing us cat and stroking it, saying, you see, these are our research tools and see how well we take care of them. But an hour and 45 minutes after they had that press conference, we had already had planned on breaking into the research facility at the Brain Research Institute, into the vivarium, and show the world what was really going on. I had been inside there several times. The people that were with me that went in, Dr. Stewart and several others, they had never been in there. And once they saw the conditions of those cats, they literally broke down. And I must remind you, the conditions and what was going on there with the cats is exactly what's going on with the primates that we did the demonstration with, and Michael's done all the research on Monday. We're basically, nothing has changed at UCLA, even though it went all around the world, even though it shook the foundations of the credibility at UCLA, nothing has really changed, because it goes down to one big thing, and you always mention it, Bob, in your show. It comes down to big money, big corporations. That comes down to the fact that UCLA is making close to $200 million a year on doing these types of research, and not counting private funds from the Gonda Foundation and many other foundations that they have contributing money to build the new facilities.
Yeah, and I've been out with some of the demonstrators who have gone to the homes of vivisectors, and you know, they have some of the nicest homes in L.A. up in the Hollywood Hills next to the movie stars. I guess the only ones who can afford those homes are the animal experimenters.
Yeah, you know, they're always talking about a cure, you know, that can be found in biomedical research and pharmaceutical testing. And they base that human medicine on veterinarian medicine, really, is what they're doing, just like Michael was saying before. And if you wanted to go to a veterinarian, you'd go to a veterinarian. Why trust the studies of what's going on? It's common sense, you know. But we have been so bamboozled and conditioned to believe that animal experimentation is going to lead to human saving human lives. And I ask you one question. We always hear about these medical breakthroughs or the miracle cures, and they're always just around the corner. We hear the Jerry Lewis telethon every year. The cure is just around the corner. I keep looking around the corner. I don't see the cure. I keep waiting for it. It's been, what, 45 years or whatever the Jerry Lewis telethon's on? And it's the propaganda machinery that's put up by the big biomedical research community that continues to put out this propaganda, and it's all because of money, nothing else.
Ab- Absolutely. And what's around the corner? Maybe we'll cure cancer in mice, huh? Is that
the mice don't get the cancer.
Right.
We artificially induce it into them. And then
right.
if we find a cure in those mice or rats, then it's got to be... It's working on an animal who is artificially induced by this disease.
Right, and they don't get similar cancers to the ones that we get. You know, they don't get lung cancer, you know. I mean,
look,
it's
Bob,
well, that's probably because
and
mice and rats are smart enough, they don't seem like smoking cigarettes.
I'm sorry.
What was that?
I think it's probably because mice and rats are smart enough that they don't do things like smoking cigarettes.
Right, okay. Or eat meat, I guess, huh?
Typically, yeah, they don't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I say, Bob, to the people who are just listening for the first time here, and that is, you know, don't listen to just what we say, because I have an agenda. I think it's wrong, even though I've never been a pet owner or anything like that. I've been doing this because I just find it horrifically wrong, morally and ethically. Plus, I think it's wrong what it's doing to human beings. And Michael has an agenda, you have an agenda, and many of us listening have an agenda. We just know it's wrong. But I just say to people who are listening for the first time, don't even listen to us. Question vivisection. Question what's going on. And if you question it like we all have in the past, like Michael was just telling you, he was on the other side of the fence. If you question it, I assure you, you'll probably come up with the same reasoning and same feelings that the three of us on the phone right now agree with.
Absolutely. And the thing is, you know, people often see us out at a demonstration and we're saying, well, how many animals did you kill? But, you know, part of the chant, and I saw you with it too, how many people have to die from vivisection?
That's
too?
Right. That's right. You know, we keep forgetting that too. We keep forgetting that. As long as we keep playing around with this nonsense of doing animal experiments and not working with the humans who get this disease spontaneously, whatever disease it may be, and as long as we keep messing around, we are creating more human death. We are responsible for it. So it's just not the animals dying, it's human beings dying too, and we humans need to start to realize that. And I'm so emphatic about this, and I feel so passionate about it, because just like anybody else listening on here, I've lost very close members of my family to cancer, to diabetes, and I've lost pretty much my whole family to it, you know, because they believed in the old-fashioned way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just say to people, you really have to question it and just look at this whole establishment, the biomedical establishment, and look at how it's been handled for the last century and what is going on and where are the cures that they keep talking about that are right around the corner, these so-called medical breakthroughs. Where are they?
The cures are stop eating animals.
that's a major big part of it. Absolutely,
it is. You know, I mean, we're trying to find the cure to all the diseases of meat eating here. You know, it just seems, quite bizarre to me. So,
don't you find it interesting, Bob, that doctors say, yes, you know what, cut back on the dairy, cut back on the meat. You know, wait a minute, cut back on it because it's bad. Why not cut it out?
Right.
They're so afraid to say cut something out or to make a change. The medical establishment is very traditional. They don't want to change.
No.
They keep it the same way. And it is, if it's bad a little bit, why isn't it bad all the way?
Right. You know, I mean, I keep thinking back, you know, the March of Dimes did some tests where they were sewing kittens' eyes shut and then killing them and looking at their brains. And I thought, well, if they would just take that money and put it in billboards that say pregnant women shouldn't drink alcohol or smoke cigarettes, would that have been a much better use of the money? I mean, you know, it's just...
Well, see, that's common to this whole establishment, is that basically the money that's going into animal experiments is directly being taken away from programs that could benefit human beings now. And one of the clearest examples of that is that the federal government is currently spending a bit over $50 million a year funding drug addiction experiments in rats, mice, and primates, when we have human beings that can't get into substance abuse treatment programs for lack of funding. So we really have to start deciding where our priorities lie. I mean, is it our goal to keep scientists employed, or is it our goal to help human beings that have pathological problems, whether it's, you know, alcohol abuse or drug abuse or other serious conditions?
Absolutely. Well, that's Michael Budke, and he's with SAEN, S-A-E-N, Stop Animal Exploitation Now. It's SAEN Online.org. correct?
Correct.
And Chris DeRose, you know, we have maybe another couple of minutes here, and you know, you with Last Chance for Animals all these years, and you know, kicking down the doors of the UCLA labs in 1988, you're probably responsible for more sales of you know, video surveillance equipment than anybody.
Anybody
I know, huh? But, you know, people think, oh, who are these animal rights lunatics? Well, you were a police officer back east, and you, I know, are driven by your concern for justice in all of this.
That's right. You know, it's interesting you say the word justice, because I like to quote Martin Luther King, and he said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. So when people say to you, why do you do the things with animals when there are homeless people, or about children and all these other things? Well, first of all, those are usually the people that don't do anything about anybody. But I say that same quote, you know what? This is resulting in injustice to other people. It is an injustice to children to miseducate them about what the future is going to be entailing. And not only that, I always like to throw at them, I've been a big brother to 25 kids over the years. What have you done, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's always the same rhetoric that people want to give you.
Yeah. Well, people say to me, oh, you care more about animals than people. Well, it's amazing that when you do good things for animals, like not eating them, great things happen for people.
You hit it right on the head. It's so interrelated. That's the whole point. It's interrelated. It all is. So that's why, and these people have to remember, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere.
Chris DeRose is the founder of Last Chance for Animals. The website is lcanimal.org. Maybe another minute to minute and a half. Update us on what Last Chance for Animals has been up to lately. And I know you've had a couple of major successes that we've talked about on the air here, but...
Yeah, very briefly, we're just waiting for the federal indictment. It'll be coming down in a couple of months on a big case that we did in Arkansas. It's the biggest case ever on any animal issue. It's taken in 7 federal agencies, from the U.S. Attorney's Office all the way down to the U.S. Postal Inspectors. And we're just waiting for the federal indictment to come down now. We have other things that right now I can't even talk about. We have other investigations on puppy mills, some very big things happening again, which are still under investigation, so I can't talk about them. But we do have our big elephants in sanctuary.
What kind of guest are you, Chris? I have you on the phone. You can't talk about anything.
Yeah, I know. But we have a big demonstration coming up soon at the L.A. Zoo, which I'd like to talk to you about another time. But we have a big demo coming up at the zoo that's going to be regarding the elephants. And we have a whole elephant no elephants in captivity campaign. So,
and we have the circus coming to town.
That's right. That's what I meant, the circus, yeah.
Yeah. So.
And, you know, very soon we will have the elephants. We've been working on it for almost 17 years at the L.A. Zoo. We will get that exhibit closed down. It's going to be closed down soon, and the new mayor has pretty much vowed to seeing that exhibit, those elephants, go to a sanctuary. So that's going to happen.
Okay, and let's also close down the UCLA labs, huh?
I hope I live to see that. Okay. We've been fighting them for so long now.
Well, we'll keep up the good fight. It felt like there was momentum this past week. Like, you know, we felt like, you know, we can do it.
Well, let me say, it was the new energy of Michael coming on board and reintroducing the fight at UCLA. You know, because we'd done it for so many years, and we pretty much got fried on it. But Michael came along with, all the information already done. So we basically worked together, and we worked very well together. Michael and I have worked together years ago, like 15, 18 years ago. I hate to think how long ago, maybe 20 years ago. Mm. We have worked together back then, and we worked very well together at that point, and we still work together. Michael's a very intelligent, methodical person. You know, I kind of more of a broad stroke kind of person, and so as a team, we work out very well.
I thought so. It was great teamwork out there this past week. And again, people can go to saenonline.org, and for Last Chance for Animals, it's lcanimal.org. Chris DeRose, you are a real hero of the animal rights movement, and it's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Thanks so much. Okay, that was Chris DeRose along with Michael Budke, and we had quite the demonstration that happened this past Monday at UCLA. Okay, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. We will continue. Okay, let us quickly look at the calendar here, and, you know, every day is a day of concern for the seals in La Jolla, and for almost a month now, there have been really big gaps in the volunteer schedule there in La Jolla. People who are needed to volunteer for the rake a line for the seals, and it's turning into a terrible situation. I mean, the city of San Diego, you know, has really abdicated its responsibility in protecting the seals. And with nobody there raking a line, holding a sign, tourists, visitors all go hang out, scare the seals. They don't come up on shore like they're supposed to. It is their home. Casa Beach is the home of the seals. And, gosh, they are just so important to us and important to the world. So if you can, get involved with the program, you know, whether it's an hour a week or you can give a few hours of your time on the weekend or get your friends involved, whatever you can do, your help is really needed in helping the seals. So you can contact Donna at 858-922-3975. Donna at 858-922-3975. We really have to do something to help the La Jolla seals. You can also contact Sarah at 619-723-0901. 619-723-0901. Her email is skcnm2002@yahoo.com. That's S as in strawberry, K as in kale, C as in cantaloupe. Let's see. N is in nut, M is in melon, 2002@yahoo.com. Come on, the seals really need your help, and they're getting harassed there. It's like a display of mean people there on the weekends. These people that go out there who set up their set up the umbrella, who really want to chase the seals back in, and then there are the tourists and others there who don't know, and they need to be told. They need to give the seals room. Okay, unfortunately, the cruelest show on earth is coming to the Southern California area once again. Ringling Brothers on the way to Los Angeles, opening night July 20th. Ringling Brothers opens on Wednesday in each city. L.A., Ringling Brothers at the Staples Center this year, July 20th through July 24th. Then in Anaheim, July 27th through August 7th. Come on out, opening night in Anaheim. I expect to be there with my trusty megaphone that Wednesday, July 27th, 6 p.m. at Arrowhead Pond. Then the cruelest show on earth. Hey, let's beat up some animals and call it entertainment. And then we'll be at the San Diego Sports Arena, August 10th. That's opening night. Now, last year I got arrested in San Diego at the Sports Arena. For many years when I lived in San Diego, I was program director of 98.1 KIFM. And we've been good little protesters standing out on the perimeter of the property there and never going on, city-owned property, exercising our rights to free speech. So my intention this year, and I hope you'll join me, so we set a precedent. That's on Wednesday, August 10th. Please join me walking onto the property owned by the city of San Diego so that we can be by the patrons, by the ticket booth. You know, I was arrested in L.A. by the ticket booth. I was arrested in Arrowhead Pond by the ticket booth. And there hasn't been a problem since because I've never been convicted. And they know we have the right to be there. So join me to walk against the circus. We're going on the property to the ticket booth area in San Diego. August 10th, that Wednesday. So we'll set a precedence perhaps for the entire time that the circus is in San Diego, and we'll spend all our time by the ticket booth discouraging people from attending a show that abuses animals. And every ticket you buy supports animal abuse and animal cruelty when it comes to the circus. That money you put on the counter, maybe that's what's buying the next bull hook to beat the elephant. You know, that's how they're trained. A big wooden stick with a metal hook on the end on their sensitive skin. These beautiful, intelligent animals. I hope this isn't the year that one goes berserk and tramples your child, or hope this isn't the year that, your child gets tuberculosis, which is a possibility also. Anyway, we got Rachel and Lynn who are on the line. I guess we'll do a break, and then we'll talk to them about what's going on with the Sierra Club and its new True Cost of Food campaign and the events going on. So that's coming up on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Why eat beef or pork or chicken, or use animal fat to thicken your stew? It's not good for you. Why wear shoes that are made of leather, or buy animal furs or a feathery hat? You don't need that. And can't you see every animal's your friend? They may seem tough, but they don't have anything to defend them from you and me. Try a grain or a bean or a nut, and of course some fruits and veggies are what is really good for you.
I'm always talking about how delicious Veggianaise is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich, avocado, tomato, and Veggianaise. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and Veggianaise? Or a tofu burger with Veggianaise? Well, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about Veggianaise in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see Veggianaise in a book about stroke prevention. Yet, there it is, page 194, in Stroke Free for Life by David Weber's MD, Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try Veggianaise, now in organic. Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere.
And also from Follow Your Heart comes vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. They melt, so you don't have to have scary dairy anymore. If you want to have pizza or nachos or enchiladas, vegan gourmet cheese alternatives are for you. They are quite delicious, and you don't have to melt them. They're good just right out of the package in a sandwich. And Follow Your Heart gives us some vegan dressings, too, like creamy miso ginger, balsamic vinaigrette, and Italian vinaigrette. Okay. Me?
Mommy, Daddy, no circus. It hurts animals.
That's right. We have Ringling Brothers coming up, so I hope you'll join all of us at, just about every show there to let the circus know it is not what... It's a show that's being banned in cities all across the country, and how barbaric that it's coming here, huh? Want you to know about Rancho's Natural Foods Market, 3918 30th Street in North Park in San Diego. Except for honey, it is vegan. The entire Rancho's Market, the deli with delicious entrees and soups, 100% vegan. Get your organic produce and bulk items. Rancho's has an organic salad bar with raw dressings. The agave dressing is delicious. A juice bar, organic wheatgrass juice, even organic salsa. And, of course, all the treats that you want, the vegan cookies and cakes. And, oh, great reading information, too. If you're interested in becoming a vegan, or you're interested in raw food or animal rights, they just set up this great section that has a lot of information on animal liberation at Rancho's Natural Foods Market. And, if you're a raw food enthusiast, stop by. Goji juice, you want Himalayan goji juice, pick up a bottle or get a shot at the juice bar. That's at 3918 30th Street. And don't forget, right next door, Rancho's Cocina Mexican and Vegetarian Cuisine, 3910 30th Street, and two other locations, 1830 Sunset Cliffs Boulevard and 4705 25 Point Loma Avenue, each with close to 100 vegan menu options.
Meat eaters destroy the earth.
That is a fact. Meat eaters destroy the earth. We are going to find out more about that momentarily when we talk to Lynn and Rachel from the Sierra Club. One thing I want to remind you about is that, you know, we're very often talking about natural ways of healing here, like with goji juice and natural ways of dealing with pain instead of pharmaceuticals. And I do invite you to look into acupuncture, Chang Acupuncture and Associates in San Diego. Chang Acupuncture and Associates at 858-495-0771. I think you're going to be quite interested in what you learn about alleviating pain the natural way. Everything from arthritis to back pain, headaches, hiccups, migraines, tennis elbow, you name it. Also specializing in fertility issues, and if you're suffering from discomfort and pain during pregnancy, I suggest that you get in touch with Chang Acupuncture. The website is sdhealthylife.com. sdhealthylife.com. You can see Julie Chang with her interview with on TV, Channel 739, on the website.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food.
That is for sure. Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food. And well, here's something from happycow.net. Check out Happy Cow's Vegetarian Guide to Restaurants and Health Food Stores to win an all-expense-paid trip to Hawaii for two, including airfare, hotel, car rental, massage, and gourmet vegan meals at the Blossoming Lotus Restaurant in Kauai. For details about this essay contest, log on to www.happycow.net. And you can also find listings for vegetarian restaurants and health food markets in 90 countries. And Happy Cow has a new animal rights page that includes a link to Go Vegan Radio. So check out the website. It's happycow.net.
A, B, C, D, E, coli, eat that meat and you will die.
Okay, a little music maestro, perhaps, and we can get set to go into our next interview here on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And I do invite you to make a tax-deductible donation so that we can buy the airtime and be on the air and let you know about all the excitement going on, like now with the Sierra Club. Now with a new campaign, The True Cost of Food. And we have Lynn Heath. Yes, and Rachel Myers with us also. Lynn, hi. Rachel, hi.
Hi, how are you doing? Thank you so much for having us on the air.
Good. Well, it's a pleasure to have you here. So tell us a bit. You're with the Angeles chapter of the Sierra Club, and you've launched a new campaign to promote plant-based, organic, and locally grown food called The True Cost of Food. And we have probably about 5 minutes here, so I want to give it over to you, but I also want you to talk about some events coming up. So tell us about the campaign and the special events you have planned.
Great, Bob. This is Rachel Myers. I'm the Conservation Program Coordinator for the Angeles Chapter of the Sierra Club, and I'm excited to talk to you today about our new True Cost of Food campaign that Lynn Heath is the chair of. And basically, it's a campaign that takes into consideration that three times a day, with every meal we choose, we vote for the environment, and we can either vote to help or harm the environment, and we vote to help it by eating local, eating organic, and eating more veggies, fruits, nuts, grains, and seeds.
Amen. You won't get it. This is not going to be a controversial show, apparently.
Absolutely.
How are you, Lynn?
Just great.
Good. Glad to have you here today.
And a couple of the events that are coming up, we have an event here in Orange County at All Luck Restaurant featuring Ed Begley Jr. We're going to walk around Miles Square Park and chat with Ed Begley Jr. and then have lunch with him as he also talks as being an environmentalist and a vegan himself. So that's going to be really exciting, and you can get information about that from angeles.sierraclub.org.
angeles.sierraclub.org. And this is a walk, a talk, and a lock.
And a lock.
Wakatakalak. That's next Sunday, July 24th, from 1 to 5 p.m. Yes. Walk and Dine with Ed Begley Jr. at Olak. Yes. And the walk is at Miles Square Park in Orange County.
And Olak is probably our best raw vegan restaurant in Orange County.
They have wonderful raw food there, yes. Street. Yeah, excellent, yeah. And
Lynn is the contact for that event as well. So, Lynn, you might want to give your number or your email.
You can call me direct at 714-893-2986.
Okay. So that's for next Sunday, the 24th, with Ed Begley. And then you have an event coming up in August?
Absolutely. August 7th, Sunday evening, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., we're calling it the Back Bay Concert. We're going to have all of our local organically grown restaurants and markets. They have all donated fabulous appetizers. We're having local folks do music, and we're supporting our Back Bay Concert along with our Orange County conservation issues to protect Orange County's last remaining open places.
Oh.
That's $15 each, which includes all the appetizers, the music, and we're having organic wine from Organic Vineyards and High Times Winery. Everybody has donated great gifts for our raffle, so you have an opportunity to buy some raffle tickets to get some great gifts.
So that's Sunday, August 7th, 5 to 8 p.m., the Orange County group doing the True Cost of Food campaign, presenting Sunset at the Newport Back Bay Interpretive Center.
Yes,
and
is.
There's more information about that event on our website as well.
And the website again?
Angeles.SierraClub.org.
And it's right under Take Action. You just can click on the link and go right to it.
Right. So the Angeles chapter is getting quite active on vegan and environmental affairs and the connections.
Absolutely. And as chair of our True Cost of Food campaign, what we've been doing and we will be doing for the rest of the year is either a vegetarian, a vegan, or a raw restaurant experience once a month. We also have a raw food festival once a month. And we're going to actually have Thanksgiving, which is going to be a vegetarian meal at the Buddhist temple here in Orange County and Jamboree. So it's going to be, we're just trying to educate as many people as we can to the benefits of being, you know, vegetarian, vegan, or a raw foodist.
Well, I mean, I always have to say, if you really consider yourself an environmentalist, you pretty much have to be vegan because of the consequences of meat on the environment, the water usage, the rainforest, the soil erosion, you name it. It's that's the problem with it. Well, I guess we're just about out of time. One more time on the website, and
angeles.sierraclub.org.
angeles.sierraclub.org, and we have the event next Sunday, July 24th, 1 to 5 p.m., Walk and Dine with Ed Begley Jr. at Olak. And then on, it's on Sunday, August 7th, it's Sunset at the Newport Back Bay Interpretive Center. We'll talk more about that in days to come. Thanks for being on the show today. I appreciate it. And if you missed anything, go to the website. The show's archived at GoVeganRadio.com.